Linda Blonce is right here on 720 WGN. All right, now, very excited about this.
Yes, we are.
Eddie Olczyk is joining us. Edzo. Not Ed. Edzo.
Don't call him Ed. Don't call him Ed.
I won't call him Ed. The Super Celebrity Hotline, and we appreciate this at all times. And can you get hotter than the Blackhawks, Edzo?
Can you get hotter? Yeah, I guess you could be perfect. But
who wants that?
That's what it would take.
Yeah, let's look at it come the second week of April, when the most important time of the season is going to be here, Ro. I mean, they've been on a great run. They've had a lot of different contributions. They found ways to win games. Their goaltending has been terrific. But they've been on a great run. And, you know, look, if you would have said to me 15 games ago the Blackhawks would have a 5-point lead on the Minnesota Wild with 10 or 11 games remaining and maybe having a chance to go 7 up, you know, what would you think? And I would say, look, that means you're going to have to play about 800 hockey for a stretch of 15 or 20 games. And the Blackhawks have been able to do it. So long-winded, it's been a great run. But this team wants to be playing even better than they are now at the most important time of the year. And, of course, that will be right around April 12th or 13th when the playoffs open up.
Right, they clinched the ninth straight playoffs was announced, and I think there was little doubt that they'd get there, but one of the earlier clinches. And compare this team with where they are now in terms of health and other issues with other playoff teams from the Hawks' past.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, Anna, I mean, look, you know, no Artem Anisimov, who's been a big part of that big line with Patrick Kane and the breadman Artemi Panarin all season long. It looks like he's going to be out right, you know, till the end of the regular season, and hopefully he's able to get back, you know, for the start of the playoffs. I mean, the Hawks had 3 to 4 weeks, so that puts them in there right around the first, you know, first early part of the playoffs. Marian Hossa hasn't played the last couple of games. Joel Quenneville didn't seem too alarmed at Hossa missing some time here on the weekend. But Joel's got lots of options, Rowan Anna. He has lots of options with, you know, for the most part, healthy bodies. And when you have that, there's a great, you know, there's an opportunity for battles there for guys to step up and take advantage of the ice time that isn't there or that wouldn't be there right now if Hossa and Anisimov would be in the lineup. So I think that's healthy to have that competition from within. But, you know, other teams have injuries, other teams have sickness, and, you know, you just got to get to the finish line, give yourself a chance to get to the dance, which the Blackhawks obviously will. And their goal is to get the number one seed overall in the Western Conference, meaning that they get every, you know, they get every game seven in the Western Conference as long as they're in the playoffs.
So a couple days ago, when we got back from our trip to Mexico, and thanks for asking, Eddie, it was fun. I was going through, I was cleaning out my closet because I thought, you know, this is a time I got, you know, took Sunday off to do some house cleaning, and I found this T-shirt that I had gotten 10 years ago. I was honored to come out and shoot the puck in the last game of the season.
Did they put soccer nets in there for you to shoot at?
I've never ever felt 22,000 people booing simultaneously like I felt that night. That was, it was a lot of fun, and it's very loud on the ice, as it turns out.
The
team gave me this T-shirt that they handed out to everybody that night, and it was the last game of the season where the Hawks weren't going into the playoffs, where they were going home. They were going to go out and play golf at the end of the regular season. And on the back of that T-shirt, it said, "Can't wait till next year." Because they knew that they were right on the verge of something, and now they have just made their ninth consecutive playoff appearance. They will make their ninth consecutive playoff appearance this year. How great is that?
Well, look, considering where this franchise was prior, and, you know, you hear the word renaissance a lot with this franchise, because you're right. I mean, it's not that long ago where the United Center didn't have a lot of people in it. There wasn't a lot of people talking about it. Obviously, the relationships that have been built with Rocky Wirtz going out and hiring John McDonough and Jay Blunk and bringing them over. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, the Blackhawks are on WGN TV and they're on WGN radio, and you know, you're building up these relationships and people are starting to buy in, and you're selling this young team and you're selling hope. And, you know, you bring back the great Pat Foley, and all of a sudden now you got stars like Kane and Taves and Keith and Seabrook. You know, you go out and get Marian Hossa, you have Corey Crawford here, and then you win a championship. And you know, it's just been, it's been incredible. And you're right. I mean, they had a vision, they had a plan. With the leadership of, obviously, I mean, Dale Tallon was here prior, but Stan Bowman's been here all the way through, and it's just been an incredible run. And there are so many people that have helped along the way, Rowan, Anna. I mean, it's just not about, you know, obviously you need the players, and you know, the decision to make Joel Quenneville the head coach. But you have a lot of people behind the scenes, not only in the office here at the United Center, but, you know, all the scouts and the heads of amateur scouting and assistant general managers and Norm McIver and Mark Bernard and, you know, and everything that goes down on in Rockford. It's a total team effort, without a doubt. But you're right. I mean, thinking about it, you know, the team was on the verge, and it's not easy to win. I don't care what league it is. You just look at it, and it is not easy to win. It's even harder to win when you're expected to. And once the Hawks got a taste of it, you know, the first time, then the pressure was really on. And since then, they have not disappointed with two championships. But I think they had an idea where they were, you know. To me, I think the philosophy of knowing where you were, where you are, and where you're trying to get to, I think is a perfect example of what's gone on with this team, both on and off the ice. Because this team is important again. It is important. It's a part of the fabric of this city that we live in, and all the great Blackhawk fans that we have, not only locally, but, you know, in nationally and around the world. I mean, people, you know, just have an affection for this team, but it is, a lot has happened in, you know, in 10 years. But again, I go back to Rocky Wirtz, mm-hmm. and John McDonough and Jay Blanc, and then just kind of letting everybody else kind of do what they do. And the rest is so-called history, and this team's got a chance to go ahead and compete for another championship.
Hey, Eddie, it seems so far so good for rookie winger John Hayden. For fans who maybe haven't had a chance to see him play yet, 3 points in his first three games. What can you tell us about him so far, and how big of a role do you expect him to have down the stretch?
Yeah, it'll be interesting, Kev. It really will be. I mean, look, you know, here's a guy that a couple of weeks ago was taking classes at Yale University and finished up his collegiate career. And here he is getting a great opportunity. And look, he's a big body. He's not afraid to mix it up physically. He's gotten into some scoring areas. Joel Quenneville has showed a lot of confidence in him. You know, look, I'm sure a lot of it is adrenaline right now for the young guy, and he's going to hit a couple of potholes. It's just going to happen. You know, what kind of impact does he have, you know, down the stretch and into the playoffs, or does he get an opportunity in the playoffs? Look, if he keeps playing like this, it'd be hard to keep the guy out of the lineup. But, you know, that's something that why this team has had a lot of success, Kevin, is that they've drafted extremely well, and they've identified players that they think that could be a part of their team, you know, down the road. Because look, when you're drafting players, and it's no different in any other sport, is you're projecting guys 2, 3, 5 years down the road. That's just the way that it is. But, you know, he has not looked out of place at all. I thought game one, he looked a little nervous, but who wouldn't be? You know, hey, welcome to the National Hockey League. You signed a 2-year contract into the National Hockey League, and oh yeah, by the way, you're playing with Jonathan Taves.
He went to Rockford first, right?
That's awesome stuff, and the kid has earned the opportunity. He's taken advantage of it, and look, and how often is that? And just in life in general, when that door opens up, you got to be ready to take advantage of it, because it doesn't open very often, right? I mean, it's just for whatever reason, and if you don't take advantage of it, or you don't take that big first step, you know, it may not happen again for a while, or it may never happen again at that particular location. But I think he's a big body, like I said. He positions himself well, and I think what the Hawks don't have a whole heck of a lot of up front in their forwards is guys that are willingness to get involved physically, and I think he gives a little bit of a different look for Coach Q, and Richard Panik is the other guy that obviously plays physical. But, you know, I think he's done a lot of good things, and the more he plays, the more confidence he's going to get, and it gives Joel more options moving forward.
And then let's talk a little bit about that, too, because he's apparently familiar. He knows Nick Schmaltz. He knows Trevor Reinsdijk and Ryan Hartman. Yeah. And so, he's played with them at different levels here on his way up through the ranks.
Yeah.
And to me, what is so fascinating is a guy who literally was just – as you just pointed out, on the ice in college. And now all of a sudden, here he is. I mean, that's that has just got to be mind-bending. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so amazed at how well some of these kids have come. Ryan Hartman, especially when he came up with the team last year, and Nick Schmaltz, you know, it took him a couple of games in the fall to get used to it. Now he's an impact player. And obviously Trevor Van Riemsdyk. I mean, come on. I mean, is that credit go to Quenneville, or does that go to the guts that these kids have coming up into this program?
Well, I think it's a combination, but, you know, look, I mean, Joel puts them in the situations, you know, for the most part, to have success. You know, like sometimes you just got to throw them out there and see what they can do. But Joel is a player's coach. He's had unbelievable success, and he knows what buttons to push, and you can't argue with that. And
he's got that look, too, in his eyes.
For sure. But I think also, too, Ro, is that it's the leadership inside that locker room, the guys that have been around the block that can help these young guys feel really comfortable, because it's not hard to have, you know, so-called experienced guys be on agenda-led, be on their own plan. But the Blackhawks have incredible leadership, and they're there to help those young players because they know that, hey, they were young players too, and they had players help, you know, older guys help them along the way. Like a guy like Marty Lapointe, who was a Blackhawk captain for a period of time. I mean, he won championships with the Detroit Red Wings. He was around when Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews and Brent Seabrook and Duncan Keith were young guys. I mean, you look to guys like that. And I think with all these young guys you mentioned, they do look at guys inside that locker room and looking for the help and looking for the leadership and guidance. And, you know, look, I mean, Patrick Kane's another guy that takes these young guys under his wing. I mean, a lot of people don't know that. I mean, Kaner's not the type of guy that would want people to know that. But, I mean, he is an incredible leader when he talks about, we know what he does on the ice, but when he grabs the young guy under his wing and helps show him the way, or you know, takes care of him for a few days, or if somebody needs a place to stay, or that's how you build the success, and that's where it all begins, is inside that locker room. And then it's up to Coach Q to be able to put those guys out there in those situations. But it's been pretty incredible with all the young guys. And again, I go back to the scouting staff. Mark Kelly is the director of amateur scouting for the Blackhawks, and he has been a big integral part of this franchise. And look, John McDonough, John has made some incredible moves for this organization, without question. The one move that maybe doesn't get talked about enough or a lot is John deciding and figuring out that they needed Mark Kelly, who really is the nuts and bolts of the amateur scouting, is to put him in charge and let him do what he does best. And he's had great success here. Look, they've won three championships with Mark Kelly here. And I will say this, Mark Kelly was with the Pittsburgh Penguins for, I think, 8 or 9 years in the same position. And I worked with Mark when I was coaching in Pittsburgh 10 years ago, so I know the guy extremely well. He helped bring a couple of championships to Pittsburgh as well. So you need people like that that have the ability to be able to scout young players. And Mark Kelly's done an amazing job. And again, John McDonough, putting him in that spot to be the director of amateur scouting is one of those things that flies well under the radar.
All right. Eddie Olczyk, call a great game tonight.
Thanks, Eddie.
Have a lot of fun. Appreciate you being with us.
All right, Ro, Anna, glad you got back safely. I know that they were probably checking your bags for Tom.
Oh, Williams, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, don't
sure
worry about it.
No problem.
I'm actually in a Mexican jail right now. That's what people are wondering where I am.
He's in a secret location today, Eddie. No one really knows where. But
in hiding is what I am. Trying to outrun the federales.
Be very careful and make sure Kevin's got all your information just in case.
Okay? Yeah, because he's the responsible one. That's what I want to count on. All right, Ed, so thank you very much. Violetta Powder Medic's got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.